Maybe I said, maybe I'm lazy. Could it be that you're in love with me? I have the blessing of a curse. Your situation could be worse.
Today I am with Joe and Drew from the Moonpenny Opera, world-renowned band, but more than a band, it's a musical entertainment variety show. I'm going to even go so far as to compliment you and say. Now, the reason I'm here with them today and talking to them is because you guys are going to be performing in Las Vegas at Microsoft's Mix Conference at the Venetian Hotel. Now, before we get into all that, because I can see, you know, just the excitement growing, let's talk a little bit about your music and your personal history. How did you come about being in Moonpenny Opera?
Well, our accordion player and I met the first week we joined the circus mm-hmm. contraption. That was 9.5 years ago in January. And we work well together, so we formed we started doing these duets and playing on the street at the market. And then we met Drew some years later after Greg quit. And so now it was me and Drew, and then we managed to talk Greg into coming back to the circus, so then it was the three of us.
So this was just while you were with Circus Contraption. Was this before the creation of Moonpenny Opera?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now, just real quick, what is Circus Contraption? Because we're in this amazing space, which I'm sure we're going to get to that later. What is Circus Contraption? It looks a little bit like a circus?
That's precisely
a smaller circus?
Traveling circus.
Yeah, based in Seattle here.
Okay.
We have, you know, typical stuff, sans the animals.
Mm-hmm.
We have acrobalance, trapeze,
aerialistas.
And now you perform in the circus outside of Moonpenny Opera, is that correct? What do you do?
I rode on a balance bike that was designed to hold 6 people in a circle.
And it just held you?
No, it held 6 of us. Yeah. There were 6 of us that rode it around in a circle.
And are you still performing in the circus, or are you strictly Moonpenny Opera now?
We're circus also.
Okay. And are you still riding the bike?
Yeah. Well, actually, that show is, we've ran it for 3 years, and we're in the process of writing a new show.
Okay. Mm. Because, I mean, really, once you learn how to ride a bike, you never forget.
That's right.
Okay, so that's a little about the circus. Let's talk about Moonpenny Opera. What kind of music is it?
Make me mad. I don't mean
anything. Well,
my wild eyes are bugging out of my head. I'll be glad right after you murder.
You know, it's hard to say.
Not a trick question. Hold on.
Yeah. It's hard to categorize, okay. But it's circusy, and we play a lot of French kind of sounding stuff,
okay.
And I don't know, it's our weird spin on that kind of music.
Mm-hmm. Greg is of the influence of a librarian mortician.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's sort of the air you pick up from him.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of accordion music he, you know, whatever comes out of that sort of...
And you said you were an accordion player, right?
No, I play bass.
You play bass, stand up, upright bass.
Fiddle, yes. Mm-hmm.
And are you sole accordion?
No, Greg is the. I play accordion a little bit. Greg's really good on the accordion. I play the banjo and the sousaphone,
uh-huh.
And sing and various other things.
So how do you feel? Because you guys, I totally recognize your art form and appreciate it. How do you feel about the more digital wave of the future that music is taking? Does that interest you at all? Do you have any idea producing music on computers?
No. We're kind of purists.
Gotcha.
We like acoustic instruments, and mm-hmm. obviously we use amplification and that sort of thing. But
keep it loud.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, loud enough. You know, you want to be heard. You put a lot of work into it. You
yeah.
want people to hear you. But we're not interested in competing for, you know, volume.
Right.
That's irritating. That's probably why we don't have a guitar player.
Well, you don't need one, right?
No, we don't.
And now, is this traditional dress when you're walking down the street every day, or is this Moonpenny Opera costume?
Both.
Yeah.
All of the above.
Okay.
We can get away with wearing our street clothes at a performance because it's not, you know, so mainstream.
Because it's not really an act. This is you guys, huh?
Precisely.
Right.
And now this is your recording space where you rehearse and...
Rehearsal, yeah.
Rehearsal space.
We've done some recording, but
rehearse
not for...
We've got a lot of stuff. We build stuff here, and we all rehearse here.
And where do most of the performances take place? Here, Seattle, locally?
Well, In Seattle, we'll do shows like there's a building a few buildings away that has a stage and a nice, okay. you know, theater. And we'd perform there for a while, or we'd...
I've been to New York a couple times.
Oh, I'm from New York.
Right on. Oh, right on. We played in Lower East Manhattan at the Theater for the New City a couple years.
Okay.
Last two summers.
Fun.
Yeah, we had
just
a great
a few months ago, we went back as a sort of condensed version of the circus.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the ran new for a Moonpenny Opera. It's called The Tentacled Sawfish.
Oh, good name. You guys have good names. What, yeah. Let me ask you, where do these names come from? Where did Moonpenny Opera come from and Tentacle?
Greg came up with Moonpenny Opera. Okay. Tentacled Sawfish is Drew's. Mm-hmm. Circus Contraption, I think, is David and Laura's.
Okay.
They're the co-founders of the circus.
Now, a little bit outside of music, since you will be performing for some really tech-savvy, you know, some, let's just say, geeks, but cool geeks, you know, here at the Mix at the Microsoft Conference in Las Vegas 2007. Do you guys, let's start with, do you browse the internet at all? Is that something that interests you?
Yeah, sure. Only when it's necessary, though.
Only when necessary. So it's not a daily, you don't spend your life online.
No,
but we do make use of it, definitely. We have a tentacled sawfish MySpace thing, and yeah.
See, you're
Yeah, we're very advanced.
Okay. And so now, would you, how do you think the guys at Mix are going to respond to your performance? Do you think this is, they're just going to, do you change it up for this sort of people?
No, we won't. Flip out. Yeah. I think they will love it.
Yeah.
It's lovable.
I guarantee.
Yeah.
No, I believe it.
All walks of life seem to be really turned on to it.
Okay. Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. I'm going to be there, so I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be front row cheering you guys on.
Sweet.
And everyone, look at home. Do you guys have a website we can send them to? Is it like moonpennyopera.something? Thing or no?
I think Greg's in charge of that.
I know Circus Contraption has a website.
CircusContraption.com.
CircusContraption.com.
Some W's in front of it, and you're there.
Maybe a .com at the end. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, Moonpenny Opera.
You're under my skin, driving me crazy. How long will I be with you? Maybe I said, maybe I'm lazy. Could it be that you're in love with me? I have a blessing and a curse. Your situation could be worse. A different voice is in the head. Some things are better left unsaid. Take it away. I don't mean anything. My wild eyes are bugging out of my head. I will be glad right after you murder. Even though the devil gets wise, so a blessing and a curse. Your situation could be worse. A pimpin' voice is pimpin'. Some things are better left unsaid. I'm gonna fly right up out of my easy chair. I'm gonna spank your little bottom hard. I guarantee it's gonna sting like heck and hurt you a lot more than it will me. I have a blessing and a curse. Your situation could be worse. A pippin' voice is some things are better.
Woo!
Moonpenny Opera.
Moonpenny Opera. Good times.